vista.
Norberto Jimenez walks up to a payphone in Immokalee, a dusty migrant town 2 hours west of Fort Lauderdale. Ranchero music plays in a corner supermarket. Norberto calls Mexico, where his wife and 5 kids live.
No más que no se escucha bien, hijo. No, no sé qué está pasando, es allá o es aquí.
Norberto's teenage son, Martin, picks up. They haven't seen each other in 4 years.
¿Y tu mami?
As a boy, Norberto quit school to help his father in the fields. He didn't want the same fate for his children. But he couldn't make ends meet on his small coffee and cacao farm in Oaxaca, so he trekked across the border and came here to pick tomatoes. Norberto was already in his 50s when he arrived, older and slower than most pickers. He made just $50 a day and sent half of it to his family. He only calls home twice a month to save money. Norberto lives simply. He shares a trailer with up to 10 other men. There's a table, 2 refrigerators, and lots of beds.
Vivo aquí. Duermo aquí.
I live here. This is where I sleep. I have to arrange my clothes on the top of the bed because there is no place to put them. Now the heat is starting and I will be very hot. We don't have air conditioning, just fans.
Aire acondicionado, solamente los abanicos.
One day, Norberto heard from other harvesters about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, a group that fights for farm worker rights. He started attending coalition rallies, like this one last year.
Este gigante en algún punto va a caer.
There can be no doubt that this giant will sooner or later fall.
I hate giants.
The giant, in this case, is the king, Burger King. The coalition wanted Burger King to pay an extra penny for every pound of tomatoes bought in Florida. If all buyers agreed, that little penny would nearly double wages. Gerardo Reyes is a coalition organizer.
Right now, the power of the big buyers of the tomatoes define the way that thousands of workers have to live. Because when they demand the lowest possible price, what we face are conditions of stagnant wages.
The coalition had already convinced McDonald's and Taco Bell to pay the extra penny.
We're going to try to push that domino effect. We know it's going to happen because if you move the biggest, then the rest is going to have to follow.
Miami-based Burger King is the second largest hamburger chain in the world, with $2.2 billion in revenue last year. An extra penny per pound of tomatoes would cost $250,000 a year. But the company dug in its heels. It said it was several degrees removed from the harvesters, and it needed to be sure the extra money went to farm workers. Burger King spokesman Kiva Silversmith explained the company's position to the public radio show Marketplace in January.
And there are all kinds of technical issues that are involved, payroll taxes, the checking of immigration status, the employment status of paying workers in a different industry who are previously not your employees, and Burger King at this point does not have a way to pass this money.
Burger King CEO John Chidsey said farm workers are better paid than many Burger King restaurant workers. Blog posts and emails attacking the coalition began to circulate. McDonald's and Taco Bell put their penny premium in escrow until the dispute could be resolved. Suddenly, the coalition's landmark wage gains were in jeopardy. The coalition marched on Burger King headquarters in April. 300 people, including students and church leaders, joined in.
The coalition of Immokalee workers and their friends will not be stopped.
That same week, a revelation. The Fort Myers News Press reported that Burger King Vice President Stephen Grover had been the one smearing the coalition on the internet. He used his daughter's email address for cover. Burger King did an about-face. CEO Chidsey apologized in a letter for negative statements about the coalition, and he fired 2 unidentified employees for misconduct. In May, the company called a press conference.
Burger King is pleased to now be working together to improve the lives and wages of Florida farm workers who harvest tomatoes for the Burger King system.
Senior Vice President Amy Wagner said Burger King would pay the extra penny per pound. It would even reimburse growers for extra payroll taxes and administrative costs. Labor analyst Bruce Nissen is with Florida International University. He says the coalition has mastered that ancient art of letting your opponents dig their own grave.
It's been described at various times as using sort of jiu-jitsu, using the power that your opponent actually does have, and in this case it's Burger King or McDonald's, and you throw them on the basis of their own power and their own weight. They make themselves vulnerable by the way that they behave.
Back in Immokalee, harvesters are getting off work and lining up for tacos. Their clothes are stained with tomato juice and sweat. These workers won't actually see that extra penny for now. The harvest has ended and doesn't start again until Thanksgiving. Across the parking lot, Gerardo Reyes is hard at work at the coalition's cluttered headquarters. Fast food chains only buy a small part of the tomato harvest. He says the group now has other giants in its crosshairs.
So we're going to extend an invitation to Subway, Publix, Whole Foods, whoever buys tomatoes.
Every afternoon, Norberto hosts a radio show run by the coalition. Today, he bids farewell to his fellow workers. Many of them will head north soon to pick watermelons. But this is also a goodbye. Norberto doesn't plan to be here when they return. He wants to head back to Mexico, to his family, to the children that he hasn't seen in years. For 91.3 WLRN, I'm Ruth Morris. Adios, paisano! Estuve en pie en Veracruz. Pase por Puebla, por favor. Baja tu luz. De norte a sur. ¿Tampoco? Y...